I reached out to Skylar Badenoch. He is the CEO of an organization called Hope for Haiti. We'll finish our conversation on the up note by talking to somebody a little bit about how you can help that part of the world, that country particularly. Charity Navigator gives them 4 stars out of 4 stars. They say these people are smart with how they spend the money, and they are very efficient with how they spend the money. Skylar, that's got to make you feel good. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me, John. I really appreciate it.
You weren't here, but the last 30 minutes we've dissected the president's word last night. I'll just let you comment in any way you want generally about what you thought or heard or felt when the president said that.
Yeah, you know, those words are incredibly hurtful, and we find them to be racist and misinformed and a disparaging characterization of Haiti and not a characterization of the Haiti that we know. As many of your listeners know, today is the 8th anniversary of the Haitian earthquake. And so instead of focusing on those disparaging words, instead, our organization is really focused on remembering the people who stepped up and were heroes in the aftermath of the Haitian earthquake. And we're also remembering those who lost their lives and were injured during the Haitian earthquake. Having been on the ground when that happened 8 years ago, it's particularly a poignant day for me, and it's a particularly poignant day for my staff. And so we are remembering the efforts of our team members who really stepped up, and they saved people's lives. They were on the ground before anybody flew in, before anybody, international community even got there, digging people out by their hands and really saving lives. And so those are the people who we're remembering today. It's with great pride that we think of all of our staff and their efforts on this day instead of those very mischaracterizing words by the president.
Your organization is based in Naples, Florida. What was that earthquake on the Richter scale, and how many lives were lost or homes ruined? Can you quantify it for me a little?
Yes. You know, the numbers vary, but they're massive. About a 7.2 category earthquake, and you know, it wasn't just the 7.2, but there were more than 54 aftershocks that hit the country. More than 250,000 people dead, almost 300,000 people injured, and 1 million people left homeless during that time.
Skylar, you said 250,000 people died in that earthquake?
Those are the estimates, yeah.
Eight years ago. Wow. What about the economy there? Can you just tell us a little bit about that? What's life like in Haiti?
You know, as many of us know, Haiti is an economically poor country. It suffers from extreme poverty and the challenges that go along with extreme poverty. However, economic poverty only tells one side of the story. And we know that there's more to life than just that. And that it is a very culturally rich place with hardworking people, people who are resilient, moms and dads who care just like we do about the future of their children, the education of their children. And what we've seen is that moms and dads will go through great lengths, spend more than 50 to 60% of their annual income just to make sure that kids get access to education. That's the Haiti we know. It's resilient. Of course, the economic poverty is there, but it doesn't tell the whole story of the country's history and the cultural beauty that exists within the context of Haiti.
What's the GDP there? Or how much money does the average person make or live on or something like that?
Yeah, it's about $700, a little less, and that varies too with
$700 per what?
Per capita, yeah, GDP, per capita GDP, and when you go out to the countryside, what you see is that there are concentrated pockets of people who are living in extreme poverty, and for us, that definition is people who are living underneath $1.25 a day. And so we're really looking as an organization on how can our programs help move the needle and reducing economic poverty and helping people lift themselves up out of that type of poverty, because it can be very crushing when you try to access education and healthcare and infrastructure. Just getting access to clean water can be very challenging. And these are things that are backbones for social and economic development. And that's why Hope for Haiti is really focusing on those things, because we know that they move the needle. They move the needle in Haiti, and they can make a real big difference when people are supported and have access to, healthcare, education, water, infrastructure, and economic development.
How much money do y'all operate on? No, he just clicked out, didn't he? I asked him that off the air earlier today, and there was two numbers he threw at me. One was about $5 million. One was $25 million. I think one might be the money they have, and the other one is the amount of money they annually spend. But it's I don't know if that sounds like a lot to you or not like a lot. But are you still there? There you are, Skylar. Yeah.
I just jumped back on. Sorry about that.
Sure. So I was just asking you about the budget. How much money do you all have to operate with each year?
Yeah, as an organization, we've grown significantly. We've been blessed with contributions from major philanthropists who took a look at our books and saw that we are one of the most efficient organizations doing work in Haiti. So we've grown over the years. We have a $5.2 million cash budget for this fiscal year, and we're always trying to fundraise so that we can achieve that and do more to impact the lives of Haitian people. We also bring in every single year about anywhere between $15 and $22 million worth of medical supplies, medical equipment, medication that we use internally at our own infirmary, but we also distribute to more than 20 healthcare partners in the southern part of Haiti, including government hospitals and government partners. We see our role as the ability to help Haitian systems increase their ability to provide services to Haitian people. And so that's really one of the things we're focusing on, is to work collaboratively among government and nonprofit sectors and be part of the solution in the southern part of the country.
HopeForHaiti.org, is that the website?
HopeForHaiti.org is the website. You can go on there and donate. You can look into how you can get involved. I always say, if you want to get involved, you can donate and then come down with us and see the work, meet the Haitian people. You're going to be inspired by what you see. It's a beautiful place. Of course, there are always challenges, but Hope for Haiti, we believe that in the face of all the challenges that exist, there's always a pathway to a better life.
Skylar Badenoch is the CEO of Hope for Haiti. HopeForHaiti.org. If you forget that, and like me on Facebook, on my page, at the bottom of today's post, you'll see a link to their donate page. Charity Navigator, out of 4 stars, gives it 4 stars. It's nice to talk to you, Skylar. If we can help you all down the road, you let us know, okay?
Great. Thank you so much, John. You're the man.
Well, it's nice of you to say. You're the one doing the work, and we're happy to shine a light on that.